Could leftover food and similar waste power our cities? It's hard to imagine, but now being used to generate electricity in Australia. ReWaste is Victoria's first waste-to-energy plant, opened in May 2017 by Yarra Valley Water, Melbourne's largest supplier of water and sanitation services. The facility provides enough energy to power itself and the adjacent Yarra Valley Water sewage and recycled water plant, with the remaining energy being put back into their electricity grid. The Wire's Krista Stoer has this report.
Located in the outer Melbourne suburb of Wollert, the ReWaste plant processes food waste otherwise destined for landfill, converting it into clean, renewable energy. Pat McCafferty, Managing Director of Yarra Valley Water, says anaerobic digestion is used to create the energy.
We use this anaerobic digestion process to create a biogas from mixing that food together and holding it in large vats, if you like. And that biogas then powers electricity generators. And so it produces renewable energy, and we put most of that renewable energy back into the grid.
And by food waste, what exactly falls under that definition?
We're taking food waste, like waste from the markets, wholesale food markets, spoiled. It's not appropriate to be sold in shops. Taking yogurt waste, egg waste, anything that nature. We're also even taking paunch, which is waste that comes from abattoirs, from animal stomachs, and even manure as well. So anything that's organic, they all make a different contribution to the biogas yield. So one of the interesting things about this process is making sure the mix of things that is coming into the plant is the optimum mix to produce the most gas.
So what is the scale this could be operated at? Is it something that could be done in any town or city, or are there kind of limitations to how wide this can go?
Well, as long as you've got enough of a market, a big enough market of waste that's available, it can go quite large. And we can take up to about 33,000 tonne of food waste a year. Just last week, we had a record day of 200 tonne food waste being delivered. And so as long as you've got the feedstock for your anaerobic digestion process coming through, it can be quite big. You know, 33,000 tonnes of food waste in the scheme of things is a small amount of what actually ends up getting, sadly, gets into landfill across Australia.
And obviously it's not a magical solution to all energy needs and can only be part of a wider green energy plan. So with that in mind, what's the overall cost benefit to using these plants?
Well, it depends on your own use of the energy as well. So the way we, I guess, generate a commercial return from this is three ways. One is we obviously charge a gate fee for the people trucking the food waste to us, and we're quite competitive to landfill. So if we can offer a lower amount per tonne to dispose of the waste, then you know, we'll make money from that. So any energy we're using on our side of the energy meter, so we have a co-located sewage treatment plant on the site, which is taking about 25% of the energy, and that's a straight OPEX reduction on our energy cost. And then you get the benefit of the other energy going into the grid.
Pat McCafferty, Managing Director of Yarra Valley Water. Imran Darwich is the operations manager of Stowe's Waste Management, one of the waste suppliers. They supply food processing and grease trap waste from various industries.
Our team here pumps out about 6 million litres of grease trap each year, and the initiative taken by Yarra Valley Water has provided us a new outlet that fits in with our environmental sustainability policy. Not only are we confident that our waste collected has been diverted from landfill, but we also now have a formula that calculates the amount of energy our waste discharge generates. And this information can be passed on to our clients and supports their environmental initiatives.
And what sort of results are you seeing in respect to that?
A lot of our clientele are quite happy with being able to know that the waste that's been generated and collected is, you know, powering homes and fits in with their environmental policies.
And what other benefits to the business is there to supplying the waste?
The cost of disposal is reduced, allowing us to pass on these savings to our clients. The facility up there, it's nice and clean and friendly. Our operators enjoy going up there. And as mentioned before, just the ability to calculate the amount of energy generated from feeding the facility. It's been a major draw card.
Imran Darwich, operator, manager of Stowe's Waste Management, speaking to The Wire's Krista Stoer.